Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, an integrative, holistic vet who can help you make good decisions for your pet's wellness. We're here to answer any question you have about your pets. Our number is 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors, companies we've invited to be here. We believe in them and use them ourselves, so please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Please check out all the wonderful pet shows I co-host every week on our new network. Tomorrow is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore and Dog Travel Experts. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. And those of you who have been paying attention to your calendar, you know it's not Dr. Sean tonight. It's the divine and wonderful official animal communicator of the show, Anne-Marie Sawicki. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hey, sweetie. How are we doing?
We're doing just dandy. Those of you that are new to the show might not know that on the very first Tuesday of the month, it will always be Anne-Marie, the animal communicator who has worked with me from pretty much day one on Cat Chat when we were on Sirius XM. And we always crashed the phone lines and people would call. They'd learn to call early and they'd kind of line up. And so those of you that are listening don't realize that since you're early adopters of the show, you could also be early privilege of having maybe even a longer reading that Anne-Marie does with animals. It can be any kind of animal that's in your life now that you are curious about, worried about, confused about, or also animals that have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. Anne-Marie, explain how the transition from this world to the other world works in terms of, I don't know if you ever like to use the word psychic. We call it animal communicator. But in terms of your sensitivities and your abilities, explain how that works.
Well, once, from my understanding and what I have been privileged to, once an animal's spirit or life leaves its cavity or its body, it goes to what we call its next life level. And we usually try to give that being, that animal, a minimum of 45 days out of respect for them to get used to their next level. Now, their love and their presence is always with us. In fact, when they do make the first part of the transition, they will come back and visit just to make sure, actually it's not a visit, but they're just making sure that their people are okay. So some people may have said, you know, I could have sworn I saw my cat on the couch, or
yes,
I saw my dog,
yes,
at the normal spot. I heard them coming down the stairs. That is absolutely normal, because that animal will be coming back just to make sure that everything is okay with their people before they make that transition.
People do say that they've felt that there's a feeling, and then they kind of shrug it off and say, well, I must be crazy, or I must be imagining
absolutely.
It.
You're absolutely right. And they're not crazy. It's just because their being, who loves them so much, their animal companion, just wants to do that, you know, last look to make sure mom, dad, and their kids are okay. And, you know, I know it's time for me to go, but I want to make sure that they're good. So
often people have a lot of emotional issues around a pet who has left. So they feel guilty if they put them to sleep. They feel guilty if they put them to sleep too late and think they suffered too much. They feel guilty if they might have passed away when the person was away. Like, I don't know, they got run over by a car or something. And so I guess a lot of the emotion we feel about animals we've lost is guilt, I guess, is a pretty, like, commonplace word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And just for anybody out there who had been away when their animal had, you know, their animal companion had crossed or transitioned, think of it as that animal giving you the gift of not seeing them suffer. because yes. they were waiting for you to leave for them to go. They knew they were going. You just weren't aware of it, and they didn't want to see you upset or anything of that nature. A couple of years ago, I had a client who had a dog that was absolutely perfectly healthy. And when I would speak to this dog, all this dog would keep telling me was, I really miss my sister, which was her litter mate who had transitioned about a year previous. And she kept telling me how much she missed her, and she kept asking me, you know, would Mommy and Daddy miss me if I left? I said, well, of course they would. You know, but if, the big if, you were sick and you had to go, they would understand that. Well, this dog was very healthy. And 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from the same person who said, my dog just died.
Whoa.
And you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, explain the story to me. Now, this, when I tell the story to this day, I get goosebumps all over my entire body. The dog was just not feeling good, and she could tell that the dog just wasn't herself. She brought the dog to the vet. Now, 2 weeks ago, previous to this, the dog had had a perfectly good, clean bill of health. Nothing was wrong with the dog. They brought the dog to the vet. They started doing all this testing on the dog and found out that the dog had cancer throughout its entire body. The
Whoa.
Vet was beside himself. He's like, there's no way I could have missed this, to the point that he was calling apologetic. I don't know how this could have been. There is no way this could have happened. You know, this dog was extremely healthy. Well, when the dog had transitioned and the time had come for me to be able to connect with her, I had said to her, what happened? And she said to me, I really, really missed my sister. And
what?
I talked to my sister, and she said that, you know, you saw what happened when I went. Mommy and Daddy were really upset. So when the time comes, whatever you can do to avoid that, now these are two dogs talking, whatever
right.
you can do to avoid that, I think Mommy and Daddy would appreciate. I realized, because the second dog loved its human companions so much, it manifested itself into its own illness so that it would have to go very quick when it went to the vet, and it was more out of shock than anything that her people were so upset rather than grief. So when they came to understand what had happened, I don't want to say they were okay with it, but they understood and explained to their dog that, you know, I wish you didn't go so quickly because you still had a lot of time left. Why? And she kept saying, because I loved you so much, I did not want you to endure the same pain with my passing that you did with my sister, and that's why I did what I did. And that is the second time in all the years I've been doing this I've ever heard of an animal manifesting its own illness so it can go quickly, so its human companions wouldn't be so devastated when it went. So the love and the power and the intelligence of an animal, we really don't give enough credit and enough respect to.
We don't have enough awareness of it. I mean, the rest of us don't. You do. And I think a lot of us do, and we just poo-poo it and don't realize it. We have tons of people calling for you to make those connections for them. That is an amazing story. You are listening to Anne-Marie Sawicki, the official animal communicator of the show. It's wonderful that you're all here. First Tuesday of the month from now on, we're talking forever and ever. 888-627-6008. Don't worry if you get a busy signal. That's what happens. Just keep on dialing. Chris, on line two, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Hi, ladies. It's I'm surprised I got through.
Well, it's wonderful that you did. Congratulations.
Thank you. My question would be for Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I had two cats along with the two dogs that I have, and I tragically lost both cats last year.
Oh.
My question surrounds my male cat. He was five, and he got sick really fast at the end of last summer. And between me and my vet, we did pretty much everything that we could when we found out what the issue was, and it wasn't enough. And I struggle because I feel like maybe it was something that I could more that I could have done as far as prevention.
Well, first of all, tell me, what his name was and describe him physically so that Anne-Marie can see if she makes the connection with him while I ask you a few more questions.
Okay. His name was Buddy, and I always called him Little Bud.
Okay.
He was a 15-pound yellow-orange tabby and just Mr. Personality.
Oh. What were his markings? Did he have any white anywhere?
He was like a very cream color and orange stripe.
And when he went, what was the reason that he was sick?
We finally figured out that he had an idiopathic cardiomyopathy.
Sweetheart, let me just tell you something about a genetic defect in the heart. There's nothing you could have done except give him 5 fabulous years of loving life. You never, ever, ever have to question that. I mean, if you know, there are people who used to call Cat Chat.
Yeah, my vet, when we figured it out, and he says, Chris, you need to take him home and let him be at home. And we had a wonderful evening. And I asked him, I said, please don't make me make a decision that I really don't want to make. And he went that night.
Your kitty did that for you? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And, you know, and I've always, I'm a believer of the spirit world. And I believe, you know, there's life after this one. And
yes,
for several months after that, it was like you were describing in the beginning. I would think that I saw him.
Yes.
And even one morning it went to when my alarm went off, I didn't open my eyes. I just kind of leaned over and hit the shut off button.
Right.
That I could hear purring and felt something brush across my top lip.
And your other
Maybe
kitty, his sister,
thinking,
was his sister still with you at that point?
No, I lost her at the first of the year, and sometimes I still feel, seems like I see her jump across the bed.
Wow. Well, I mean, Anne-Marie, what is her name? So Anne-Marie can see if she can find, were they the same color?
No, she was a little, where he was 15 pounds in orange, she was 5 pounds in all black.
Oh, my golly. And what was her name?
Her name was Friday.
Oh, I
she
love
came
it.
To me on Friday the 13th about 10 years ago, and I named her
I'll
Friday.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned. So you lost them both in a short period of time.
Yes.
Well, they're probably together, but maybe Anne-Marie can connect with them and see how they are.
That would be great.
Chris, what is your concern about, as you refer to him, Little Buddy?
I guess my concern is just that.
Okay, wait, don't say anything because I already got the answer. I'm not to cut you off, but as you say, Little Buddy, who I'm told, I'm not little, I'm big. Would you look at me again? It's Big Buddy. Come on.
he is.
Okay. He said, almost as if he's whispering because he doesn't want anybody else to hear. She thinks sometimes it's her fault, and it's not. I always knew I would go early, but I didn't want to tell her that because I was with her for a reason. I made her feel comfortable, and we had fun together, and that's the reason I was with her. So he wants you to know that where he is now, he says, I have a lot of grass that I can run in, and I run and I run and I run, and I have a lot of fun, but I'm with her a lot, more than she knows. So he says, tell her, please, he says, and again, she already knows this, but tell her for me that I'm there more than she knows, but sometimes she just needs to be more aware because she'd see me more often.
Ooh, I like that, Chris.
Now,
so you know, if you feel like you see him or feel him, own it. Say hi, right, Anne-Marie? I mean, or
absolutely.
You know, I don't know if you say hi. But,
absolutely.
I mean, you
you're
embrace
not going
the
crazy
feeling.
Or anything.
You're lucky, Chris. You're lucky. I don't
say
see
something
or feel
out loud sometimes. I guess I need to do it more.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
okay
absolutely.
To have
that,
feeling.
You know,
in fact,
the love
you're lucky.
That you have for little, excuse me, Big Buddy, and what he has for you, that never leaves.
Yeah.
That's always a real strong connection. So, as Tracy says, definitely own it. Talk to him. And, you know, talk to Friday, too, because she comes in, but she kind of, like, sneaks in. Like, she wants you to know she's there, but she doesn't want you to know how she got there. And she said, I was the same way before. I would kind of sneak up and like, surprise, here I am. And that's the way that she comes across, is that she's just very, she's very sweet. She's very caring. Yeah. And she's always sort of pondering what's going on with everything, where Big Buddy is just in your face and he knows that he's just a hunk. And that's the way it is.
So I think you're lucky, Chris. I think that, you know, she made the connection, but you've made the connection yourself, and you probably just needed the validation to know that what you're feeling and experiencing is absolutely real. It's not some, you're not crazy. Let's put it that way. You're not crazy.
Absolutely.
We don't know how energy works. We just know that there's all kinds of energy forces and all kinds of forces at work that we can't really put our finger on. As one wonderful listener to Dog Talk once said, when Anne-Marie used to be on my NPR show live with me when it was live, she said, you know, everything in life is energy, even the radio waves, even us being able to hear each other on a telephone and talk. So that energy is as mysterious on some level as the energy between creatures and souls that are here, that are somewhere else, you know. We're all connected. So it's good that you are able to be aware of that connection, embrace it. Okay?
Okay.
And just keep acknowledging it, Chris. And you know, when you get up in the morning, just greet the two of them like you always did before.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You'll find, you know, make sure no one else hears you, because we don't want them to put you in the loony bin. But you know it yourself that there's something very real there, and it's fine to acknowledge it and to embrace it. All right?
Okay. We're really glad you called.
Thank you for sharing your story, and give lots of love to the two pooches that are still in your life. Okay, we send you hugs and kisses to them.
Keep them well, sweetie.
You have a good night. Our number is 888-627-6008. When somebody hangs up, you won't get the busy signal anymore. So as soon as someone says goodbye, make sure you dial real quick, 888-627-6008. We have to go to a quick break. When we come back, Harold and Cheryl, do not go away. We can't wait to talk to you. We're going to be right back after this quick break. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals, for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals Omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. VaxiCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. We are back, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, with Tracy Hotchner, and the first Tuesday of the month is always Anne-Marie Sawicki, our animal communicator. So please join the fun. Don't be frustrated or sad if you get a busy signal. We're going to try and do our three-minute rule, Anne-Marie, because this is a rule we used to have, is to kind of give our answers kind of briefly. And those of you that don't get through or are too shy to get through or want more, Anne-Marie does private consultations with people all the time. You just go to RadioPetLady.com, You'll see the special page for Anne Marie and her email and telephone number that you can reach her and book a session of your own. But right now, you can call 888-627-6008. Cheryl, you call back because you were holding on, and we're going to go right to Harold. But Cheryl, you call back, and we will fit you in. Harold, welcome to the show.
Oh, good evening.
Hello,
good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
What's
the dog's not doing real well, though.
All right, tell us what's going on.
Well, we adopted this little 3-year-old multi-poo male dog from an agency that rescues dogs, and we brought it home. It supposedly was potty trained, but it's going potty in the house, and for some reason we can take it outside, walk it, put it out there, and the minute it comes in, it wants to go on the carpet. So we've got a little problem.
Well, that's a problem that probably could get solved with some crate training, Harold. I don't know if you have a chance to get my book, The Dog Bible, but The Dog Bible shows you how to house train a puppy or a newly adopted dog. Maybe it would take as little as a day or two. But the way you do that is no freedom. The dog cannot be loose in your house because you don't know what that dog's previous life was like, whether they were in a cage all the time, whether they were locked outside. The dog doesn't understand about house training. And you can teach a 3-year-old dog to be housebroken, but you have to do it with very, very clear boundaries of when the dog is free and loose and when the dog has to be in their little crate. So it's a multi-step process. I would do it as soon as possible because the more chances the dog has to pee in the house, the more that will become a habit, and you'll have to break a habit rather than teach better choice, okay? So,
right.
The long and the short of it is a real nice crate that's big enough for the dog to lie down, stand up, turn around.
Yeah, we did get a crate, and we put it in the evening.
Okay, so the dog has to be in there every single minute that you're not with the dog. So,
it does, okay.
Yeah, you treat it like you would a puppy, and again, the Dog Bible is probably a really good choice for you to get because I explain it very, very clearly in there. But basically, the dog is always confined until you take it outside. A lot of praise when it pees or poos outside. Then can come inside and have freedom until you are going to not have your eyes on the dog the whole time. And then he goes back in the crate.
Okay.
And the crate becomes a safe place, a nice place. Send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com, Harold, and we'll give you I'll ask the people at Whole Life Pet to send you some really great treats. You want to give a really great treat to the dog when he pees outside. Make a lot of praise, like, wow, because the dog doesn't know, like, that's the greatest thing he ever did. And you want to minimize water after, like, 5 o'clock at night. And what you really need to do is teach housebreaking. Dogs don't come housebroken. There's not, like, a button you push. And obviously his life before he wasn't.
Okay.
But it won't be hard at all.
What was the name of the book again?
It's called The Dog Bible. It's a book that I wrote. And it's got loads of other information in it that I think you'll find very useful. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you want
to
ask
any questions?
Do you want to ask Anne Marie any question that the dog might – something that the dog might like to ask? Do you want to describe the dog and tell me his name and maybe he can make a comment to Anne Marie about his previous life or why the housebreaking is a problem?
Yeah, we don't know.
It might have had a few different homes.
You know, when you get a dog from rescue like this, you don't know what his previous deal was, but –
Well, you can turn it around,
Harold.
It's a
little white
dog.
It's a cute little house dog. It's a good lap dog. But we got to get this potty train thing taken care of.
The sooner the better. You'll be glad you did. And then call back on another first Tuesday of the month, and Anne Marie can make a little connection for you with the doggy and see what he's thinking, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Our number is 888-627-6008. We have Hillary on the phone. Hey, Hillary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Anne Marie or for me?
For Anne Marie, actually.
Wonderful.
Okay.
She loves that. That's why she's here.
For her, and I'll make them short and quick.
Wonderful.
The first one is I wanted to find out about one of my cats. Her name is Sydney, and she's a black and white tuxedo cat. And I just want to make sure that she's okay now.
Now meaning?
And then my second question has to do with my another cat
Let's do one at a time. We usually just do one because one takes quite a bit of time and energy for Anne-Marie. Is Sydney
okay
with you now?
Excuse
me? Has Sydney transitioned?
Is she alive and with you now, or has she crossed the Rainbow Bridge?
Sydney has crossed.
Okay.
And how long ago did that happen?
Just a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And how old was she when she went?
Almost 15, 16.
Oh, good. So she had a pretty good long life. And did she go quietly, or did she get very ill? What were the circumstances of her end?
Well, for about a year or so, she became what I call fragile.
Okay.
There were a lot of issues she had going on that we were, you know, holistically trying to take care of, as well as medically take care of. And
right.
At the end, for me, it came on suddenly that she suddenly one day got very sick and was throwing up all over the place.
Wow.
And then the next day, she stopped eating. Of course, we went to the vet and, you know, started doing some tests and things. And by the third day, I knew in my heart that it was time. Because
yes.
When do you ever see a cat walk into a cat carrier?
Well said. Well said.
And I knew. I mean, I knew that's what she was telling me. And we did have an appointment with the vet, and it was to do some more tests, but that's not what ended up happening.
I've had that experience myself where the animal just says to you, I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. That was good that you were really reading the body language and really picking up the message. Where was Sydney's black and white? Was her head all black? Was there some white? Just so Anne-Marie makes sure she gets the right cat.
There was some white on her face.
Did she have white
kind
under
of
her chin?
Down by her mouth.
Anne-Marie just asked if there was white under her chin.
Yes, there was.
Okay. She's right. All righty. Hillary, you had mentioned at the beginning, you said you wanted to know how Sydney is. Sydney has been chatting with me the whole time you were chatting. And
really?
What she is telling
okay
me, when you said that you saw her as being fragile, she went, fragile. I was old. Come on. Of course you get fragile when you're old. She knew that. Like that. She said, I was like thunder. I would come into a room and you knew I was there. She said it was just towards the end. I was sort of like a little squeak and I wasn't that loud anymore. She said, but she wants you to know, first of all, she says, thank you, Mom, because you did a very good job. She said, you were very aware, not just at the end, but the whole time. And she said, you know what? She says, my mom can do what you can do, but she doesn't give herself enough credit. And I said, Sydney, a lot of people don't. It's okay. She'll get there. But she just wants you to know that she's very appreciative, that she loves you, and that she's – and I don't know why. She says, every time there's a thunderstorm, she said, I always think of my mom. I always think of my mom the same way, like thunder. You come in strong, and sometimes at the end you squeak a little.
Okay.
So do you
not
feel
sure
that you
that
have
means,
do,
right.
do you feel that you have some of the kind of sensitivities or awareness that Sydney said to Anne-Marie that you have? I mean, are you aware of that yourself?
I don't know if I'm necessarily aware of that, but I am very in tune with my pets. I make sure that I understand. I talk to them. They talk to me.
Good.
Nice.
I understand
nice
their body language. I know what they're looking
nice
for, or at least I think I know. I tell myself I know. And I think I am in tune with them.
That's a really good feeling. So it seems like Sydney was grateful that you were very in tune with her, especially at the end when she had enough. Being old, she'd had enough of being old, I guess, huh, Anne-Marie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Oh, and she also wants you to know she was 15, not 16.
Okay.
You know how ladies are.
I got her at about 6 months of age, so.
Oh, wow, you had her
whole
life. You
know, sort of a guessing game.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another cat now?
Excuse me?
Do you have another cat now?
I have two other cats.
And you wanted to ask another question, so. You'd wanted to ask another question, so if we can do it quickly, we'll do it before we go to a break.
Yes, I just wanted to find out what Buster's issue is. Buster is a white cat with some gray spots, and the issue regarding food.
And what's going on? Is he super finicky?
She has issues with regarding eating that she won't necessarily. I can put the food dish in front of her, and she will just literally turn her head away.
And you feed her twice.
Eventually she will eat it, but she doesn't, she could go all day and not eat. But then she'll eat, then she can eat like there's no tomorrow.
Do you feed her twice a day?
I do put, I leave food out all day, but yes, I mainly put out fresh food about twice a day.
Okay, so let me just explain to you, regardless of what she says to Anne-Marie, that the message to all cat owners is that free feeding a cat is inappropriate to the obligate carnivore, which is a hunter, and leaving out dry food, particularly dry food, but any food, is counterproductive. You leaving food out all day?
Yeah, I don't feed dry food. It's only canned food.
That's fabulous. That I'm thrilled to hear. So that's really good. Leaving food out makes no sense. The rule is really two meals a day, and you put the food down, and if the cat doesn't eat it in 15 minutes, either part of it or all of it, you pick it up, saran wrap it, put it in the fridge, and then bring it to room temperature for the next meal or slightly microwave it very gently. You know, cats have all different kinds of appetites, and they really are wired to go without food until they get lucky and catch a bird or a mouse if they were in the wild. So, you know, there are some cats that'll just chow down, you know, put on their napkin and sit down at the plate twice a day and complain for more. But others really are, like you said, sometimes very hungry and other times not so much. And just two small meals is generally plenty. I don't know if she has a comment to make to Anne-Marie, but in general, I think we overfeed our cats and we don't respect the fact that they can have times where they're not hungry and it's okay. Now, they shouldn't go more than 24 hours without food. That's a sign that they're not okay. But if you've known her to always be this kind of an eater, it's really the change in that habit which would have you concerned. You know, like she always eats two meals a day and all of a sudden she's off her food. But if she's always been persnickety and finicky, and there's always some food out, it's like it's not a big motivation to chow down when you serve the fresh stuff. Anne-Marie, does she have any little comment to make?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. Hillary, how old is she?
She's 10 years old.
Okay, because she's a very old soul. When you were talking about her eating habits, she did show up quietly, but she showed up, and she said, but that's just me. That's my personality. Some days I'll like to eat and some days I don't. That's just me. I'm a little picky with the way that I eat, but it's nothing to worry about. It's okay. So animals like people, diverse personalities.
And just don't feel you have to leave food down. In fact, it's not really that good for them. It's really better for them to eat a very small amount, like the equivalent of a mouse. And then their digestive system does best if it rests. That's just the way they're put together. They're not a grazer and they're not, you know, like omnivorous. They should just have, thank God you only do canned food, just those couple of meals a day. And by the way, anyone who's frustrated by the cat that isn't a good eater, send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com and the people at Whole Life Pet Treats will send you some freeze-dried protein treats. And you'll be surprised. The times when she doesn't want to eat a meal, you give her a little piece of freeze-dried human chicken, and you'd be surprised how quick she'll snarf that up, you know, just for a little variety.
Oh, yeah.
And it is pure protein.
Yes, so I know she loves that.
Well, then, RadioPetLady@gmail.com, a freebie. Who doesn't want a free box, right? Well, thank you for calling. Lovely to hear from you. And we hope to hear from you again next month. Maybe they'll come up with a new question for us, right? The kitties. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Hillary.
Take care, Hillary. Have a good night. Our number is 888-627-6008. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we look forward to talking to you. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline Formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. We are back. Anne-Marie Sawicki, the fabulous animal communicator. The show, by the way, is 1 hour. We've gone back to a one-hour show. So those of you sitting back and eavesdropping on everybody else's very cool and interesting questions, you only have 25 minutes to get your call in, so I would definitely do that now, 888-627-6008. While we say hi to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Good, honey. Excellent. How are you?
Is this Jennifer Matthews?
No.
Sorry, there was another Jennifer whose sister designed the logo for the Radio Pet Lady Network, and she had dropped an email saying she might be able to call in, so I wanted to make sure I had the right Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
what's your question?
It's not me, but I do like that logo. It's cute.
Oh, thank you. Yes, her sister is a brilliant artist. Thanks so much. So tell us your question.
Well, I lost my cat, Bentley, last summer. He was 8 years old, and just out of the blue, he developed symptoms of FIP.
Wow.
And as you guys probably know, there's no treatment. And I did everything that I possibly could, but, of course, was not able to save him. And I just miss him so much, even though it's been coming up on a year here pretty soon. I would just love to be able to communicate with him. And the one thing that really does bother me is I had to go out of town for about 5 or 6 days during his illness, and about a week before he crossed. And I just I regret that, and I feel so guilty for leaving him during that time. I just want him to know that.
Well, before Anne-Marie makes the connection with you, and as you heard her say, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, but often animals will leave when we are not there. My golden retriever, Roma, did that. I always felt horrible that she didn't die in my arms. She had this pancreatitis, and she was all hooked up to IV antibiotics, and I had visited her, which seemed actually harder on her than not visiting her. She totally wanted to go home with me, and by the time that evening that I was going to come back, and I called and said, may I come back? They said she just left the building, as it were. And I was, like, horrified that I, you know, didn't just stay with her around the clock or something. And Anne-Marie made me understand tonight that sometimes that decision is their choice to not put us through that ultimate agony. But I just would urge you, Jennifer, to listen to the podcast of last night's show, The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna. Interestingly, okay. We spent about half an hour on FIP, and feline infectious peritonitis is, I learned more about it than I knew writing the cat Bible. It is always fatal, and it comes on and often will kill a kitty within days. Every single cat has this bacteria in their gut, and they don't know it, and stress is the trigger. And it, and for a cat, stress can be anything, a new piece of furniture. Mm. Some cats just experience stress so much more to heart than other cats. They don't know what causes it other than stress is a trigger, they think. All cats have it in their body all the time. And there now is, they've just come out with a treatment that may extend the life as much as 2 years, but it's brand new. So there was nothing you could have done. I just want to make you feel that there's nothing you did that made it happen and nothing you could have done to have saved Bentley's life. Describe his coloring to, and it's a tragedy. It's a horrible, horrible disease. And every cat, it's very strange that an older cat got it. Apparently 70% are cats under a year old. So he was neither very young nor very old. So that's pretty unusual. Describe his colorings to Anne-Marie so she can connect to him.
Bentley was, as I said earlier, 8 years old. He was a gray and white kitty. He was about 12 pounds, sort of average size, and a short-haired cat with a really long gray tail. And he had two little gray freckles on his pink nose.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, my God. He must have been quite the personality when he was with you.
He was. He had a great
personality. Oh, my God. Since we connected, I can't even get a question in. He's been talking nonstop. Okay. First of all, please tell Mom I'm absolutely fine. And also, I have to tell you about Mom. She worries about everything when it came to me, and I mean everything. So a lot of times I would pick up her worry, and I was kind of glad she wasn't around for me to do that a lot of the times because it made it better for me. But, boy, when she worried, oh, did she worry, and I would try to take it on, and then she saw I wasn't doing well, and she would try to take it on. It was just dreadful. But anyway, this is not stop. But anyway, please tell Mom that I did love her, and I appreciate it. And, boy, she really cried when I left. But, Mom, it's okay because I closed my eyes, and it was fine, and it's fine now. So please understand that. And I know you said that you felt bad that you weren't with me the week before, but I was grateful because I wasn't picking up your worries. I was resting. Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to go. I knew I was going, and I was resting for the trip.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Isn't that something? Were you that connected to him?
Quite the little spiritual character, but quite the verbose little guy.
Funny. Jennifer, were you that connected to him? Was there a lot of, like, concern and worry and intense emotion that would go back and forth?
Yes, there really was. I mean, it didn't last very long, as you indicated. They get sick fast.
Yes.
But, yeah, I had him to two different vets. And
good for you.
Four different visits to the vet and trying to do anything and everything.
Well, and you know, so I feel really bad for you, and I really would urge you to listen to the podcast of The Expert Vet from last night. It's on RadioPetLady.com in the podcast library because you'll learn a lot about it, and it'll really put your mind at rest to realize there is absolutely nothing you could have done to prevent it, to cure it, to treat it, and the fact that you went to two vets was really smart because, you know, like what if something else was not, you know, being diagnosed? But it's a brutal one. It's tragic and brutal, and I just feel terrible that it happened to you, especially a cat that was that much a part of your life, you know, that you'd shared so much of your life with. It's apparently very rare to happen at that age.
Yeah, it really is unusual. Well, Anne-Marie, tell my little Bentley that I love him and miss him, and thank you for communicating with him.
You are very welcome. You just told him yourself.
Okay.
Because he's right here, huh?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Jennifer, thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing
your
pain and your love because I think it's an inspiration to everybody to realize that those connections are deep and powerful, and a year can go by and you don't miss him any the less, and those little freckles on his nose still mean a great deal to you. And that's a wonderful thing. You're lucky to have had that depth of emotion, you know. I mean, that's a gift too. So,
and he was lucky to have you too, so it goes both ways.
That's right. Aww. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A good night. Our number is 888-627-6008. Before we go to our last break, Anne-Marie, I don't know if I've ever talked over the years with you about Roma, my golden retriever, but it was a very strange thing. It was one of those you go away and the dog gets really sick, and it was pancreatitis, and it was undiagnosed or incorrectly diagnosed. And I came back from actually my then honeymoon, and our housekeeper, who'd been, since she was a puppy, Roma, whenever we traveled, would go home with Anne to her house. And she said, you know, she just doesn't want to eat, and drank some water and kind of threw it up. And she was kind of listless. And I went to the vet, and they didn't really make any diagnosis. And they said, do you want us to draw blood? And I didn't want to put her through anything. I thought maybe she was just upset we'd been away.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, she was very peaked and throwing up, and went back to the vet just a day, it seems like a day or two later. And all of a sudden, they had her on IV antibiotics, and they said pancreatitis, and it's often fatal. And you're like, what? It was sort of like Bentley. I mean, the dog was 9. She had, theoretically had a good long life ahead of her, and I didn't know anything had been wrong. And when I visited her, it was horrible. I don't know what animals say to you when the people have visited them when they're super ill, and the dog is just dying to not be at the vet, or so it feels like. They would just really, I think a lot of us would rather die at home.
Right.
And in this case, you know, in many cases, the dog, either for pain relief or infection or something, needs to stay in the hospital. And I don't know, for me, that was really hard. The hardest thing ever was to leave her there after I'd been given a little visiting room to visit her in. And she had her little IV hooked up, and it was on a little pole, and she came in the room, and she'd been very, very ill, and she was ecstatic to see me. And it's hard to say how much worse you could feel than to go, okay, Romy, I'll be back later, honey, you just rest. And the look on her face was like, I don't know, what was the look on her face? She was maybe you can even connect me with her. She was quite a dark red golden, and more like I had, you know, like a sort of auburn colored hair. She was my color, like a chestnut horse. That's the color she was. And very, very thick coat, you know, big feathers on her legs and on her tail, and a smile from ear to ear, which I do think is very typical of goldens. You know so much about dogs because you do a lot of readings at dog shows. But she was with, I mean, got her from a, went to the breeder, picked her out when she was just a wee little 8 week old. And she had been by my side on endless trips, like to Europe and breaking up and not breaking up and a relationship. And so I always thought, well, she sees now that I got married after this rocky relationship, and maybe she thinks I'm okay now, but she was only 9. I don't know. How did she feel about me leaving her in that? I sort of feel like I should have taken out the IV and taken her home and let her go in peace at home.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Well, first of all, she came in, I don't want to say reluctantly. She kind of came in like she was doing something else and didn't want to come in, but she came in anyway.
Okay.
And she, you know, you got it right on the money. She had said to me, yes, I wasn't feeling well, but Mom was starting something new, and I knew that, so I knew it would be okay time for me to go. And when we were at the hospital, I was resting, and Mom came in, and she was so excited to see me that I knew when she was leaving, that would be the last time I saw her. And when I was looking at her, I just wanted to take in everything.
Aww.
Not that I would forget her, but I just wanted that last look to stay with me. I knew Mom felt it. I knew Mom felt my heart, but I just wanted everything to be perfect. And I'm sorry if that look upset her. It wasn't meant to upset her. I just wanted to get, I knew what was going to happen when she left, and I just wanted to make sure that I was at peace with it. So
that's lovely, because yeah, the look, the look had me kind of haunted and thinking she was saying, get me out of here, get me out of here, take me home. But I guess she was just saying, I love you and I'm happy to see you and happy to see you for the last time.
Yeah, she was just more focused on you and not what she was going through, but she knew what was going to happen to her.
I guess they know, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they know. All right, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we just have a couple of minutes left. So last chance at the OK Corral, 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and overcome litter box problems, which saves lives because out-of-litter box problems are the main reason people give up on their cats. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussy cats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Senior and long-haired cat litters protect the health and comfort of those pussycats. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live shows that I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who's a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean the Natural Vet, and followed by Tracy's long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe, followed by Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world. Thursday, it's a Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your cats and dogs. You can listen to any show in the podcast library at RadioPetLady.com. We are back. Anne-Marie, we just have a few minutes left. I want to thank you, as always, for making all these great connections for people. I think when people listen to the show later on podcasts, they're going to go, oh, darn, I got to wait a whole month until I can hook up with Anne-Marie. But I do recommend to people listening now or on podcasts later that a really great way to make a connection, often for topics that are very personal and very private and very emotional, is to have a private session with her, because there's a chance for you to go more in depth, Anne-Marie, and really take your time and help the person sort out what it is they really want to say. And, of course, it's not only for pets that have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. There are people, you know, whose husbands can't stand their cat or whose children and the dog have a problem. And those are really great communications that you've made for people over the years, too, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Is it easier for you when it's an animal that's present rather than over the bridge, or is it quite equal to you?
It's equal either way. To me, the energy is the energy, and what they say to me, they're going to say whether they're in front of me or however million miles away they are. It's still the
really?
Same. Yeah.
Really? Isn't that amazing? I wish that more of us could get in touch with our inner Anne-Marie and experience some of that ourselves. I'm just such a literal, factual, skeptical kind of person that, you know, I'd like to have that feeling that Hillary had, you know, or whomever, a cat or a dog brushing against me and wondering what happened to my cat Napoli that I brought back from Italy, who kept running away. And then I would save him from, I was sure, I couldn't believe he'd survived the coyotes in the hills of Beverly Hills. And then he'd run away again. I wish I had your gift so that I could find out the answers to some of these things, although we do know about some cats, they simply cannot be contained inside your house. Really
True.
Love spending time with you, Anne-Marie. It's really a privilege and a pleasure. And
thank you so much.
And I hope that everyone who's listening has a chance to either call in next month on the first Tuesday of the month or alternately get in touch with you directly off of RadioPetLady.com. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too as well, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.